Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and on today's episode, we have a very special edition. Now, if you've been following along with what's going on in the world of Fit Chicks, we just had our Fit Chicks Academy 2021 Women's Transformation Conference. So this was a three-day virtual event where we had over 30 plus health expert workshops, female health expert workshops, from all different types of speakers. So in fitness, nutrition, wellness, and in mindset to really help women, especially after the year plus we've just had with what's been going on in the world, get motivated, get back on track, get focused back on their health, their self-care, and in a way that was really simple. So we wanted to take all of these complicated strategies in fitness, nutrition, and wellness and mindset and distill them down into really easy, actionable habits that women could leave the conference and be like, yes, I've got my to-do list. Like, I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to go. I can start incorporating these things into my life. So there was a lot of myth busting. There was a lot of amazing events. We had live pop-up sessions and live trainings in addition to all of the workshops. We had giveaways and prizes. And literally, I think I'm still on the high. Like, it was such an incredible, interactive, and awesome event. And for those of you who couldn't make it, you can still actually get access to the entire conference. If you go to fitchicksacademy.com/VIP all access, you can get access to all 30 workshops. Plus, we have some incredible bonuses. We've also uploaded all of the trainings from the event as well, the live sessions. And what I wanted to do today, though, because there was so many questions and feedback, and the theme that kept popping up over and over again was all about mindset shifting. Because at the end of the day, we're learning the method, right? We're learning how to transform our fitness and our nutrition and our wellness. However, if we can't actually do these habits and actually step into the identity of someone who has now is someone who's fit or someone who's active and seeing yourself as that, it's so easy to go back to those old habits, whether it be for yourself or your clients. So on today's episode, we actually are featuring a workshop that I taught live. So this is a recording of the workshop I taught live about how to step into the power of your future. Okay, everyone, welcome to the final, well, almost final workshop of our Fit Chicks Academy 2021 Transformation Conference. Now, this is kind of like a last minute addition. I'm really excited to be teaching you guys this workshop. And then Amanda's going to jump on with me afterwards, where we're going to talk about wrapping up the conference. And then, of course, we're holding an extra bonus pop-up info session. We've had so many questions about our fitness and nutrition expert certification, how it works, how you can join, if it's a fit for you. So we're going to actually we added one on that's going to happen at 3:30 following this. And it will happen streamed in the Facebook group. There'll be a link to join Zoom as well. Okay. So this workshop that we're going to be doing today is all about tying in everything that we have learned throughout this conference and now putting it into action for you. So what a lot of people don't know is, in addition to being a award-winning fitness professional, as well as being a certified nutritionist, I also am a life coach, and I absolutely love this aspect of health and wellness and coaching, because it really takes together all of the methods and really turns it into a way of how do I shift this into something that I can do in my own life? How do I take all of these things and apply it in a way that makes sense for me? Because that is one of the biggest problems, biggest obstacles I hear from so many students and clients is, I feel like I just can't do it. I feel like I'm just not good enough. I feel like I don't know why it's not working for me. So we're going to step into our power, and we are going to take control of all of this now and start to put it into practice. Okay, so we are going to be keeping this fast and furious because, of course, we have about till about 3:20 to go through this. So I really want to make sure that you guys are grabbing your pens, grabbing your papers, workshopping along with me. Because again, this is for everyone. You're going to be going through your own journey with this. So I want you to be active, an active participant. And again, writing it out. Don't think it, write it out. It makes all the difference. So in every journey that we go on, whether it be a fitness transformation or stepping into, let's say, a new career, like a certification, all of these things, there's always two parts to it. So the first part is the actions, right? These are the things that you have to do. They're the habits, they're the steps, they're all of the amazing gold, the value that all of our presenters and speakers have been sharing over the last 3 days in the conference. They've gave you three actionable habits, hacks, tips, actions that you can do to implement this stuff into your life. Now, this is really important, right? We have to understand the steps. We have to understand why we're doing this. We have to understand why this action matters and how we're going to start to implement this stuff. Okay, so that's 50% of the journey. Now, the other 50% is the mindset. Now, we've been talking about this throughout this conference as well, but this specific workshop is specifically for your mindset. You're going to shift it right now. And as you're on any journey, we have to also focus on the mindset. And the mindset takes into account your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings. And all of these things then become your beliefs, thoughts, and feelings. They end up becoming your actions and your results. So a lot of people, they get stuck on step number one. They think, I just need to know what to do, right? I just need to know, tell me what to eat. Tell me how to work out. Tell me how many hours I should sleep, how much water I should drink. They think that they just need another how, which is why they keep looking for different programs. But a lot of times, and the majority of times, we now have learned the how. We've learned it over the last 3 days, but we have not taken the time to shift our thoughts and our feelings, especially when it comes to our own physical transformations. And those are the things that are going to drive you. It's the fuel that's going to drive your actions. And your actions, which means, for example, showing up for your workouts or, you know, making that green smoothie, those are the things that are going to lead to your results. Okay. So this is really just, it's the secret sauce. This is the stuff, guys, that no one really talks about, but it is the secret sauce to being successful in your life in any area. So whether that be weight loss, whether it be opening a business, whether it be working with clients, whether it be getting results for yourself, your family, anyone, and everything in life, our success and our failure, it all boils down to what we think about what is happening in our lives. I cannot stress this enough. As we start to move through different areas, and we teach this a lot in our certifications and coach on this in our live coaching, we have to take accountability for our results. We have to take accountability for our decisions and not make that mean anything bad about us. But if we don't like what's happening in our lives, we have to take responsibility to change it. Okay. Now, it's really challenging for us to do this, for anyone to do this. And the reason is because we are wired, human beings, all of us are wired to do three things. Okay. So, number one, we are wired to seek pleasure. Number two, we're wired to avoid pain. And number three, we're wired to put in the least amount of effort as possible. So this is called the motivational triad. These are the things that we are motivated by as human beings. And this for us, of course, now over time and over evolution, this is where all of the, you know, the food marketers and the quick fix diets and all of the things, they are just thriving on this. Because if we are wired to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and put in the least amount of effort as possible, of course, we're going to sign up for a diet, how to lose 10 pounds in 10 days versus doing what you guys just did, investing the time to educate yourself and put in the effort to learn, right? So we think that something's wrong with us when we feel uncomfortable and we feel like, wait a second, like I really feel resistance to going to the gym or resistance to getting certified or resistance to taking my passion into a business. We think that there's something wrong with us, but it's just because our brains are wired. Like, our brains are very cool machines. However, they aren't us. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But when we start to say to our brain, okay, wait a second, I'm going to step outside of my comfort zone versus seeking pleasure. I'm going to enter into the unknown versus avoiding pain. I'm going to put in work instead of putting in the least amount of effort as possible. Our brain says, what the heck are you talking about? Like, no, that's not what we do. And that brings up a ton of feelings of resistance. And then we avoid it. And we wonder why we want something, but we don't want to go after it. Okay. And to create our dreams, we have to do those things, right? So whether it be seeking pleasure, like, we have to then step outside of our comfort zone and not go to the wine or the chocolate or the sitting on the couch watching Netflix instead of deciding to go to the gym. We have to step into pain. And for a lot of us, pain is the unknown because we don't know what's out there. And our brain says, stay safe, stay back in the cave, right? So, and also anytime you want to make a change, whether it be your physical health, whether it be your career, you have to put in the work. It's part of the process and it's part of the beauty of the process. But if we don't put in the work, we're not going to get there. And of course, again, we're looking for shortcuts, quick fixes, all the things. So how do we create our dreams? We create it by managing our mind. How do we create our transformation? We create it by managing our mind. Our transformation starts here. So I want you guys just to give you a quick lesson on the brain. We think on autopilot and we have over 60,000 thoughts in a day, and the majority of them are negative, and this is normal. So if you think, why do I feel like I think such negative thoughts? You are completely normal and your brain is doing its job, because our brains are not created to make us happy. We have been sold this false bill of goods that we are supposed to feel completely finding this happiness and avoiding all types of negative feelings, which is not true. Life is 50-50. But our brain is not looking to make us happy. It's looking to make sure we survive, right? It's always looking for threats. It's always looking for obstacles that are going to maybe harm us physically. And back in the day, that kept us safe, right? Because there could be a tiger that's trying to eat us. And our brain's like, oh, don't go out there. We don't know what's out there. You could be eaten by a tiger. Go back in the cave. But now that same reaction is coming up when we're thinking about going into a gym when we haven't worked out, or we're thinking about opening our fitness business. Whatever that is, our brain's having the same reaction because it's saying, we don't know what's out there. Go back and stay safe. And our brain's doing its job. It's supposed to keep us safe, right? But that's why we get caught in these negative thoughts, and they're just on autopilot. We don't even know they're there half the time. But what we continually believe and think is, sorry, what we continually think, it becomes our beliefs. And think about it right now. You might just have a belief that you think is totally normal. Like, well, I'm just not an active person. Like, I just don't like exercise. I just, you know, I love fitness, but I could never teach anyone else. And we just think it's true. We don't question it. When we take a step back and question it, we start to realize, is that actually a true thought? And why do I think that? And the majority of times, the thoughts are coming from old programming that we just have to rewire. Because our thoughts become our feelings, become our actions, and they become our results. So if you want to change your results in your life, whether it be physical, emotional, financial, whatever it is, you have to change your thinking. Because we'll keep recreating the same thing over and over again, which is why also think about even when Michelle Thomas was doing her workshop on losing 100 pounds. You've got to change your mindset, because she gained and lost 100 pounds 3 times. She knew the how, but she couldn't get the mindset piece down. She didn't shift. So this is where we have to focus on that shift, okay? So in this workshop, we're going to be going through this really quickly. We're going to be going through it's called the power of your future self. Okay. And your future self is more important than your present self, who you are becoming. We as adults, when we're younger, we have all these milestones, right? We have graduating college or graduating high school. We have going to college. A lot of our mainstream society, you're supposed to get a job, get married, have a baby, do this, do that, do that. And we always have these markers, right? But once you hit a certain point in life, you're like, wait a second, is this even what I want? Or maybe you've hit all those markers and you're still like, now what? And then we stop intentionally choosing our lives. So the whole purpose of this is to you to step into who you want to be, to create that life starting today. We're going to talk about what is the present self versus future self, why this mindset work is key to reaching. Now, the example we're using here is weight loss, but this can apply to anything. Like, again, if you want to start a new business, if you want to get certified, if you want to, change your relationships, all of it. And the three steps to uncover your future self. Okay. So what is your current present self? Whenever I say your current or present self, I'm talking about you where you are right now. And again, the example we're using is weight loss. So let's say your current weight, okay? That's your present self. So what is your future self? Your future self is simply the person who has already achieved the goal. So if we were looking at it side by side, to give you a visual example, and this is why I love doing slides, because I know we all learn differently, so I like having visuals, but there's your current self and your future self, right? So current self, who you are right now. So let's say in the example, this is Jane. Jane is currently 250 pounds and she wants to weigh 150 pounds, but she can't see how she's going to get there. She can't see any of it. All she knows is that this is where she is right now, and this is where she wants to go. Now, future self Jane is Jane once she's hit that 150 pound goal. So now it's Jane who has reached her goal. She now weighs 150 pounds. So the exercise we're going to do today is called the future self exercise. And what it is, it's a visualization exercise where we're going to be taking you from current self to stepping into yourself once you have achieved the goal. But we're not just sitting around visualizing, sitting here. This is why I want you guys to have pen and paper. We're writing it down from a place of you are now this person who has achieved this goal. This is one of the most powerful exercises I have ever done in my own life. It has transformed me in more ways than I can tell you. Personally, physically, financially, all of it. Because when you make decisions from where you are right now, you're making them based on your past. You're making them based on things you know from before. So when you make them from your future self, and we're never taught to go into the future and think of who we would be once we hit that goal, now we could start reverse engineering, and all we have to do is start moving towards who that person is. So this is so important to reaching your goals. Because like I said, you have to make those decisions based on what your future self would do starting today. You have to start acting like that future self starting today. You have to start thinking like her and feeling like her and getting curious about her. And this is not about playing a part. This is about who you are going to become. It's so, so powerful. Now, I want to really stress this point, and I've mentioned it a few times throughout this conference. You cannot hate yourself to your goals. You cannot hate yourself to a body you love. You cannot hate yourself to a business you love. You cannot hate yourself to anything that you love. And this is the way that we have been taught, especially in fitness, health, and wellness. Weight loss is one of them. And I've mentioned this too before. I think we all just need to take the power back from the word weight loss. As soon as you say weight loss, people think it's a negative thing. Why? Just two words, losing weight off my physical body. That's it. The reason why it makes us feel something is because we've been taught for so long that in order to lose weight, we have to hate ourselves. In order to want to get healthier, we have to hate where we're at right now. And that doesn't need to be the fuel to your fire. And actually, nothing positive comes from that type of fuel. You've got to love yourself to weight loss. You've got to love yourself to the body you want, to the career you want. You've got to love yourself where you are right now. And I know it sounds cheesy, right? But this is when people say that, they're like, yeah, but how do I do that? This exercise is going to really help you do that. So we're going to start to reprogram your mindset to love your body. It doesn't have to be, I hate myself, I hate my body, and I want to lose weight. They don't go together. It can be, I love my body and I want to lose weight. I love my body and I want to, you know, gain 5 pounds of muscle. I love my body and I love my body. And you can have them both together. It doesn't have to be an or game, which is what we've been taught for so long. So the reason too, why this is really, really, really powerful is it gets you comfortable with the new identity that you're stepping into. So what a lot of people don't realize about the mind and the brain is that the brain, like I said earlier, does not like the unknown. Okay. The brain is here to keep us safe. It does not like the unknown. So it also will resist anything that thinks that it thinks will make us an outsider. So let's say, for example, you have some hangups that you don't realize, like you're like, okay, I want to lose 50 pounds, but you have some hangups you don't realize about thinking that, you know, your relationship with your partner is going to change, or that all of your friends, maybe you're very social and you all, you know, eat, maybe not so nutritionally dense food together and it becomes your kind of girls, or all of your friends are also overweight as well. Or let's say, for example, you really want to get certified and start a fitness business, but nobody in your life is into fitness or health. And you're thinking, what would happen to me if I did that? It makes our brains think, wait, that's not safe. So what it does is it starts to resist, even though you have that goal. So by stepping into the new identity, you're doing this identity shift as you go. So it feels very natural instead of feeling like, wait a second. And a good example to give you guys of this to make it a little bit more sense is like when somebody wins the lottery. There are people out there who go from making, you know, an average salary, let's say $50,000 a year, to winning $10 million. And then within a year, they're broke. They spend all the money. And a lot of the reasons is because the money happened so fast, they couldn't step into somebody who had that much abundance of money. So they resisted it, even though they think they're not resisting it. They're going back to what is safe for them. And that's what we do with weight loss too. That's why Michelle too has lost and gained 100 pounds 3 times, because she didn't shift her identity. So when she got to the weight loss, it was like she didn't see herself as somebody who was at that place. It also keeps you conscious and involved in the process of change that you're going through. It keeps you, this exercise keeps you connected to your why, and it will close the gap in between where you are right now and where you're headed. Because so many of us, we can't see where we're going because it's too far away. It's like driving on, you know, a highway, and you know you're driving, let's say, from Boston to California, but you don't know exactly how you're going to get there, right? You're following your GPS, and sometimes it takes you off course, and sometimes you get back on the highway. You know that where you want to end up, but you just don't know exactly how you're going to get there. But what this does is it doesn't make that feel as scary. Okay. So let's write this out. And again, we're going to go through this quickly. So part one is, who is your current self? This requires you to get honest with yourself, the person you are right now. So if we're going to use our example of weight loss, so whatever your goal is, who are you right now? And answer these questions. Write it out. Okay. So what does your daily life look like in terms of your health? What do you think about your body? What is your relationship with food? What is your relationship with exercise? How much do you weigh? What do you think about that? And again, keeping this very neutral, just what do you think about that? Write it all out. Put it all out without judgment. Get it out of your brain onto paper. How do you show up for yourself? How do you show up right now for your goals? What do you eat? How do you currently exercise? How do you spend your time outside of work, let's say? What do you do or not do? So what are the actions that you take or do you not take? So things like when it comes to your weight, what do you do and what do you not do? So maybe you do go for a walk every single day, but you don't, you know, you want to strength train, but you're not doing it. What is your number one thought about your weight? Okay. So again, you could do this if you're talking about, let's say, I'm going to use the example of getting certified, because we're going to be talking about our certifications next, but this is where too, what do you think about, you know, getting certified? What do you think about, what are you doing currently as a job? What do you do currently as a business? How do you think about that? How do you spend your time currently? All of these things are the same thing, right? So this is who you are right now. So I want you to answer all of these. Now, again, we're not going to have time to really dive into it, but just start jotting things down as I'm talking right now, because this is going to give you a really accurate picture of not only where you are right now, but you're going to see your thoughts. When you write things out, most of them are not facts. Okay. Facts are things that can be argued in a court of law. Like, I'm wearing a yellow shirt. No one's going to argue that. But things like, I think I'm fat, or I'm fat, right? That's a thought. That's not a fact. That's your perception of it. What's your relationship with food? Oh, I have a terrible relationship with food. I eat ice cream every day. That's a thought. That's not a fact. So what's going to happen is, as you write these down, you're starting to uncover what thoughts are you really thinking? And those are the thoughts that are holding you back. There are things you don't even realize are there. And these are the questions. And just answering these questions will bring out all of the things. Okay. So in our example of Jane, so if she was doing her current self, right now she's 250 pounds. Her goal weight is 150 pounds. Her thoughts about weight right now is, weight loss is hard and it's not fun. I'm going to have to be deprived. I hate my body. I will never reach my goals. And that gives her that feeling of frustration and self-loathing. So what do we do when we feel frustrated and self-loathing? We're not going to be going to the gym. We're not going to be making our green smoothies. We're not going to be, you know, doing our mindset work. We're going to be doing probably negative things, right? So things like skipping workouts or allowing herself treats, breaking commitments to herself. This is a huge one I see, where people are thinking, oh, I want to do this. And they break commitments constantly to themselves. And they're like, why do I do that? Because it's being driven from hate. It's being driven from negative feelings. We won't do positive things if we're feeling negative, which feelings comes from our thoughts. And then that, of course, makes weight loss and getting healthy a real struggle. And it's slowing her down from reaching her goal, right? So now let's get clear on your future self. So this is now, I want you guys to just close your eyes for a second. And I want you to play imagination game. And if you're not good at imagining, okay, just think it, just try it with me. I actually am a very visualizing person, so I can do this. But close your eyes. And I want you to think of yourself where, once you have hit your goal. Okay, so think about your goal and think about, if we're going to use the example of weight loss, you've stepped on the scale and the scale says 150 pounds or whatever your goal number is. It literally just clicked onto 150 pounds and that was your goal. You step off the scale, you're like, oh my gosh, I just hit the goal I set for myself that I thought was impossible. Now, I want you to think about that person. Okay. What does her daily life look like in terms of health? She's hit her goal. What does she think about her body? What is her relationship with food? What's her relationship with exercise once she's at her goal? How much does she weigh and what does she think about that? How does she show up for herself and her goals? What does she eat? How does she exercise? How does she spend her time outside of work? The exact same questions I just asked you, but I need you to go to that place. Close your eyes. And if you can't do it right now, watch this back. You still have this workshop for 24 hours afterwards, or VIP pass. It'll be uploaded so you can do it again and again and again. But take the time to do this. Get into that mindset. What do you do or not do? And what is your number one thought about your weight? Okay. And again, if you're jumping on, I'm using weight loss as a goal, as the goal here, but it could be any goal, any fitness goal, nutrition goal, transformation goal, business goal, whatever your goal is. So again, our example of Jane, you can see here, actually, let's just review them as next to each other. Now, I'm going to use Jane as the example, but the last thing I want you to do is, when you're writing this out, sorry, I didn't mention this at the beginning. I like it when you do a line down the page like this and do them side by side so you can see. Okay. And I want you to take notice. What do you notice is different about each of these people? So where you are right now and where your future self is, what is different? And I also want you to notice, what do you need to change now to become that future self? What are the things that future Laura is not doing? What are the things she is doing? Like, using Jane as the example, So her current self, 250, her future self, 150. She has all of these thoughts about her weight loss and living a healthy lifestyle. She celebrates her body. She thinks I can reach any goal I set my mind to. She feels powerful and strong. She shows up for her workouts. She fuels her body consciously. She doesn't break commitments to herself, and she maintains her 150-pound weight loss goal effortlessly. Now, as we look at those two things, what is Jane doing that you're not doing? Or what is, sorry, like future Jane or future you doing that you're not doing now? And those are the things that you have to get aware of in your life in this moment. And you have to start doing it starting today. So that's how we start to become our future self, is we put together the action plan by understanding who, where you want to go and what she does. And I do this, like I said, in my own life. Like Laura, who is healthy and active, when I think about, you know, my postpartum kind of journey, and I'm like, okay, where do I want to be in 6 months with my health? And then I think about, what am I going to be thinking? What am I going to be feeling? What am I going to be doing? And I start doing those things now. How can you start acting like your future self today? And this is why it's so important to take all this information. And if you haven't got the VIP pass, guys, I highly recommend it, because you get lifetime access to going back and looking at all these tools, and they are going to be the things that are going to push you forward. Because as you can see in my little picture here, right now you feel like that future self is so far away. Like there's no way I can get to that goal. But as you practice this work and you start to shift the mindset, you can see like these circles, they get closer and closer and closer. And suddenly your current self is your future self and you've reached your goal. So one thing I want you guys to get into the habit of doing is journaling every day for 3 to 5 minutes, writing down again, what is your goal every single day? Keep it top of mind. People don't goal set because they're afraid of failure. Goal setting is one of the most important exercises for us all to keep doing in every area of our life, because it keeps our brain directed. Our brain is like a toddler. It likes to do all, likes to be like all over the place. We have to direct it specifically. That's why goals are so important. So write it out every day. I want you every day underneath to write out 3 reasons why you want that goal. That's going to be your motivation. If it's weight loss, you want to be healthy for your kids. You want to be strong. You want to wear your dream dress. Whatever it is for you, write it out every day to keep reminding yourself why you're doing this. Then I want you to review that future self exercise and think about one action that you can do today towards the goal that she would do. So for example, in the moment, I still use this in the moment where I'm like, oh, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm so tired. It's like 5:30 now. I had a workout planned. I missed it earlier on. And I'm like, wait a second. Laura, who is like at her goal, doesn't skip her workouts. She doesn't make excuses. She's not acting like a victim to her schedule. She's going to make it happen. So I go and do the workout. So as your future self, what is one thing that you're going to make sure that you do every day, and you're going to do it from that place? And as you start to play with that and think about her, you start to be like, oh yeah, okay, I can't let her down. And then you're going to write out any obstacles you may have had that day and how you plan to overcome them. And this is why I like daily journaling, because every day is different, right? So let's say that day you have kids that are now sick. How is this an obstacle, and what am I going to do to make that happen? If you have a work dinner event, let's say you pre-chose the food you're going to eat off the menu, but it brings everything into your awareness. Okay. So I'm going to wrap this up because, guys, I'm a little bit over, but the more you practice your future self, the easier it's going to be to reach any goal in your life, because you start to believe in yourself and see what is possible. And you start acting like the woman you want to be now. There is no one coming to save us. We are responsible for our own results and our own happiness. And I just want to encourage you guys to keep this commitment to yourself. You are already committed, women, because you showed up here for yourself. And that is huge. I want you to allow challenges to come up. We want things to be easy. You know what? It's okay sometimes if they're hard. Let them be hard. We are strong. We are resilient. We can handle them. We can do anything we want. Let it happen. Let it be hard. Treat yourself with love while you're transforming. Again, whether it be starting on a new journey, like a certification, or changing your fitness and nutrition, treat yourself with love. You're doing something amazing. Like I said, do not give up even when it's hard. The only way you lose is if you quit. OK, Okay. That's one of my favorite mantras, because there's days things are not working for me. Everything's falling apart. And I'm like, you know what? Tomorrow's a new day. And the only way I will not get to what I want is if I quit. And then of course, reach out for support. This conference, you guys have made amazing friends. You have us at FitChicks Academy. You can always check out all of our podcasts, our resources, all of our certifications as well to join our community. We're here for you as well.
Hey, this is Justina. I am a health and fitness coach, and I strive to create radical accountability for my clients and massive action towards the fit and healthy person you want to be. Through my challenging small group sessions, totally addictive personal training sessions, and free challenges, I am here to help you feel, look, and be your best while through every session making you more addicted to how you feel after the session. That was my goal. That's what I wanted to create when I started in this business, when I started with Laura and Amanda and with FitChicks, and it's been an incredible journey and incredible ride since then. I wanted to create a community where people can come together and be supportive of one another and be able to share their stories and challenges and laugh and create friendships. So that's how it all came to be. It's been an amazing ride, like I said, and I love every moment of it. And I love the transformations that my clients are having in their personal lives, in their business sometimes, in all aspects of their life. Because let's face it, fitness is not just about the physical. Once you start working on your physical, everything else seems to fall into place and everything else seems to improve, whether it's at your work, your personal life. It's absolutely amazing. And I love what I do and what I was able to create.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.